As almost every major world country is rushing to find a political solution to the crisis in Syria that, of course, fulfills its own agenda, at the same time, much deeper humanitarian pandemics, which target Syrian refugees, are taking place under the surface. Reports indicate that several Syrian women who'd crossed the border to find refuge in one of Turkey's camps have been subjected to rape and abuse.
Suriye'de savaşan.
Turkish security forces are not in control of these camps, and the abuses that are taking place in the camps by the foreign-backed terrorists are dreadful. When there are guns and weapons in these camps, of course you can expect rape. These terrorists think they have all the power and the women are vulnerable.
In the meantime, Turkey's main opposition, CHP Party, has requested to visit the camps to get a closer look inside. However, their request was denied by the Turkish government, leaving many to believe that there is much to hide.
A lot of times when these people are escaping the war, they get separated, which makes them susceptible to all kinds of dangerous things. Old Turkish men are marrying young Syrian refugees. I want to shed light on this issue. We must pay attention to this issue because they are doing it without the girl's consent.
Clerics backing those Tekfiri militants have also issued fatwas, calling on young girls from around the world to go to Syria and be sex partners of the insurgents. This has left many young, naive women sitting ducks at the hands of the insurgents. Analysts have told Press TV that these women, many of them from Tunisia, have traveled to Syria through Turkey.
Excuse my bluntness, 10, 20, 30 men take turns with the girls. Then they return here pregnant from these sexual contracts.
Now, new reports say a Syrian woman who was gang raped by foreign-backed militants in a Turkish refugee camp returned to Syria and set herself and four daughters on fire out of distress.
Syrian refugees in camps such as Yolada, Hatay, Rihanli, and Kilis not only face maltreatment and sometimes the lack of food, but are also subject to a crackdown by Turkish security forces. There are accusations that the Turkish security forces have abused refugee girls and women. According to some Turkish media and news networks, since August 2012, 400 Syrian women have been raped. 250 of those rape cases resulted in pregnancy. Serena Shim, Press TV, Istanbul.